At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, hi.
Hey. How's everyone doing?
Hey, you guys ready for some conference championships this weekend or
what? Getting hyped.
Am I ready? I've been so ready since first call.
We're getting hyped.
Roll.
Wow, that's Rich Davis. He stays ready.
What movie is that? Come on, name the movie.
Nobody knows. I'm the only guy that knows.
Roll. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He's on set with Jason Hervey.
Rich is flashing it back on a Friday. It's one of my favorites. A 1985 classic. Came out on my birthday in 1985.
Yeah. Why don't you brag about it?
I'm Steve Covino. It's Covino and Rich CNR on FSR. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Let's be rocking. Let's get this weekend started.
Come on now.
Let's get it started like MC Hammer, right, Danny G?
Thank you, Mr. Scream.
Yeah, yay.
Thank you. Danny
Ramos.
G is on the phone.
Hola.
Ramos is here, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Brought to you also by our friends at Progressive. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount by combining motorcycle, RV, boats, ATVs, and more. If you got all that, good for you. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Now, I had to ask you guys, because when your team's in the big game, I'm getting right into it. When your team's in the big game, I'm a Niners fan. Rich Davis, what's up? Covino doesn't have a football team.
I don't.
But you watch
every
game.
Can't lie about it. I mean, I could say, yeah, man, let's go Giants, because I'm from New Jersey. But I don't have a team. I get excited about the matchups. That's how I watch football. Always have.
I look at Ramos and I think Rams. I think Lakers. I look at Danny G. He's got his Raiders hat on. In fact, I think it's surgically attached to his head. I wonder if Danny G lays in the bed with his wifey with his Raiders hat on.
For all we know, Danny G could have a Costanza going on. We have no clue.
He could have a big bouffant haircut. I don't know.
Danny G wears a Raiders hat every day. It's glued to his head. It might have the built-in hair on it. We're not sure.
Oh, like a Rastafarian hat?
Yeah. We're not sure if he wears a do-rag underneath or a bandana. He's a man of mystery, but he is the resident Raiders fan.
He's such
a
great part of the show.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys, when your team's in the big game, how do you feel watching radio and TV analysts pick against your team all week? Does it anger you? Does it fire you up? Like, what type of way does it make you feel? Because watching all the analysis, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Fox Sports, ESPN, NFL Network, when everyone's like, Jalen Hurts, Eagles, I don't think the Niners could stop them, it sort of irritates me.
Everyone's entitled to their wrong opinions. Everybody.
I know.
You know, I do sometimes respect former players a little more than the analysts, because the analysts come there real pompous, like they know. You know, I never want to come across that way. I hope our show comes across like we're just fans and excited about the games. And of course, we have our opinions, but it doesn't bother me. Why do you let it bother you? I don't got the energy for that.
I try to figure out
why they're so mad all the time. So, yo, I'm excited about these games. What are they so mad about? It's sports. Sports is fun.
I was watching.
That's what I'm trying to convey here.
I was watching Inside the NFL.
Yeah.
And watching like Ray Lewis and.
Were they all mad?
Phil
Everybody's
Sims,
mad.
And everyone's like, Jalen Hurts, baby. He's going to be unstoppable. And then I think it was, why am I drawing a blank? Former Patriots wide receiver, handsome dude. Was it Edelman? Edelman's not doing TV. Not Wes Welker. Might have been Edelman. And he's the only guy that was like, it's Kyle Shanahan's year. And I'm like, that's right. That's right, Edelman. I feel like I watch annoyed. Do you feel that way, Danny? Like, if you're watching someone talk bad about your team?
It fires me up. Think back to when the Raiders knocked the Chargers out of the playoffs last season.
Yeah.
Before that game started, all the analysts picked the Chargers. So when the Raiders were playing so well and towards the end of the game, I was screaming at my TV, yeah, in your face, pick the Chargers now. And my wife, he looked at me and she's like, who picked the Chargers?
They can't hear you, honey.
No, but when you see before the game, I love the screenshots on social media when all like six people on the panel get it wrong.
Yeah, but I hate to tell you, I mean, and you know this,
they're
but you're
guessing.
Taking the bait. No, but you're taking the bait.
I know.
Right? Polarizing views gets you all fired up.
You would think.
Gets you tuned in, zoned in. It makes you feel passionate.
You would think, because we're in this game.
Right.
I would understand it, but still, just like you, I'm watching people talk about my team, and I'm like, they don't even know.
I will back you up on this, though. Nothing better than that. When everyone's talking about your team, every sports channel, every sports talk show, you know, it really gets you fired up for the weekend. You got to be super pumped. Rich is having a party.
Yeah.
He's having a party on Sunday.
Each week, your team stays in it. It just feels like one more week. That sounds corny, but you're like alive. Like
you want to hear something
corny? Like your excitement level. Even when you go to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
We've been to a bunch of the radio rows leading up to the big game. When your team's in it, just seeing all the signage of
it's
your
exciting.
Teams. Seeing all the banners and like, you know, let's say the Niners win.
Or your stadium or your field decorated for the playoffs.
Dude, we're going to be all in Phoenix
mm-hmm.
for the Super Bowl week. If the Niners beat the Eagles, it's going to be awesome to see like Brock Purdy banners and like cutouts of like Debo Samuel. You sort of love that vibe.
Yeah.
And when everyone's picking against you on TV, it gets agitating.
It does, but it's exciting. And to really backtrack, it's how I got into talk radio, like passionate about talk radio. When the Yankees got into the playoffs for the first time as a kid, you know, in the 90s, in the mid 90s. So I watched my whole childhood. They really didn't do much. But when they started to really thrive and that dynasty began, you're tuning in. You're listening to all the analysts, all the people talk about your team. It gets you excited.
Yeah.
That's my first introduction into talk radio, sports talk radio. And that's how I got into it. That's how I discovered a love for it, I should say.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a feeling you always want to hear. People talk about your team. Well, hey, we got two big games. We're 2 days away. Really can't be more excited, to be honest. Every day I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, it's 2 days away.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking the way we feel about how excited we are, how do you think the players feel? Because you can get both opinions. A lot of players are like, I don't watch all that
crap.
Everybody's
different,
but a lot of
man.
Players do watch. And if you're like, let's say you're Christian McCaffrey. You heard his mom. His mom called the... Skip Bayless, a jabroni. You don't think, let's say George Kittle's watching Inside the NFL or he's watching FS1.
Yeah, but the greats handle big moments better than others.
But you don't think they're like,
right?
Oh,
so
yeah?
Some people are a little nervous about it, probably a little high strung, pacing their living rooms. Other people are sitting there with their feet up, ready for it.
True. But if let's say...
Some people got that slower heart rate when it matters.
Let's say Nick Bosa sees like, I don't know, Shady McCoy on speak say, Bosa won't be a factor. Do you think he looks at that? He's like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's a whole other conversation. Yeah? That's like, do you even think they're watching? I don't think everybody watches.
I've heard Mark Cuban. There's a great famous clip where I think if you search Mark Cuban owns Skip Bayless, there's a clip where he's like, the thing is, Skip, you think people care what you say? And then he's like, they do. And they're going back and forth. And he's like, I promise you.
Then Cuban says, I mean, you meaning the media.
Yeah, no, and then after that, Skip does has a point. He says there are pros that come at me because they do hear what I say. So if I'm as a fan, nervous and agitated leading up to the big game, I can only imagine what all four of these teams are feeling right now. Every person that's saying, oh, Joe Burrow's got Mahomes' number. You don't think Mahomes like, oh, yeah? We'll see.
Can't make him do it. Yeah. You know that. He's not.
I was waiting to hear Rich's impression.
No, he doesn't.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Can't do him.
Oh, man. No, well, like I said, we discussed that yesterday. If you missed it, check the podcast. Search Covino and Rich. Yesterday's show, we talked about who has the most pressure on them, and Rich and I disagreed. I said that it was Joe Burrow and the Bengals because, again, they're pressing their luck, thinking they're going to beat the Chiefs for the fourth time, and Rich is saying it's the Chiefs.
Chiefs got to do it. And you know what? Really fun clip.
Because it affects their dynasty.
If you miss that conversation, at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio, the clip from yesterday's show is on there. But I want to start by...
Well, I will back you, though, and agree. I think everybody tuning into Fox Sports Radio, everybody here in the studio is pumped about this weekend. You're like, yes!
Yeah.
This is it.
But when your team's in it, there's just an added layer. The analogy would be when you were younger and you watched SportsCenter. When you watched SportsCenter back in the day, before you just checked things on your phone, when you actually waited around for SportsCenter.
Yeah, Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
When that mattered.
Linda Cohn.
When it mattered, right? Because you couldn't just look on your phone. Now you want to see a highlight, look on your phone. But back in the day, you'd wait for that little ticker knowing that, ooh, where's my team coming up? Oh, three more and then there's the highlights from my game. You want to hear about your team. So when you get a full week of people talking crap or supporting your team, it's a lot of fun. So
it's so much
Eagles,
fun.
Niners, Bengals, Chiefs, 48 hours away. Let's do this.
Yeah, and you know what? Appreciate it, I think, is where Rich is going.
Yeah.
Because it's not every year. And it's so much fun because you're probably reconnecting with old friends and family members.
Are you about to say old flames?
Old flames, maybe, you know? Hey, remember we used to go to the Eagles games back in the day?
Man, yeah, we should do it again and sleep together. What?
What?
Old flames.
You want to get together this weekend? Get it on? Watch the game, maybe?
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Put the Jalen Hurts on you after the game.
I'll put the Jalen Hurts on you is a great line.
That's funny. But that is part of the fun. Like just the other day, Rich, I realized that I haven't talked to certain friends in a minute. You know why?
Never
because they're like my Yankees friends and baseball season's not going on right now. Right? So I'm sure if you're a 49ers fan like Rich is or a Chiefs or Bengals or Eagles fan, you're connecting with your buds in the biggest way. I bet you got a group text right now. A group chat going on right now with all your 49ers friends.
Did you say 49ers?
No, I said 49ers. Jeez.
You like the 49ers.
Jeez. So I think the fun is
you
how.
Who likes the 49ers? Whoopi Goldberg. She farted on The View this
her.
Week.
Well, who was it then?
It was her.
It was the other one.
She looked guilty to me. Somebody farted on The View. Somebody farted on The View this
that
week.
That clip went viral 49er this week. Fan. Did you see that, Danny G?
No.
They're in the middle of a conversation on The View, and out of nowhere, it's like...
like, bad.
And everyone starts giggling, and it's like, which one of them just let
someone
one loose?
Clearly, like, visually leans.
Yeah.
Someone's
a 49er fan.
I've learned from years of experience of seeing Covino lean to one side.
Yeah, you know
that it's always the person that leans.
I lean like a cholo, bro. That's just how I sit. But either way, I said 49ers. I'm pumped for you.
Well,
and
hey.
I'm so excited that Friday's here, the weekend's here.
Yeah,
and
we're going to figure out the food, right?
Yeah, we have to figure out the food for the party. But I got to ask you right out the gate. How do you feel when the cities get involved? I feel like that's good fun. Like when the Yankees would play the Red Sox, it'd always be like the mayors would make like a bet. Like back in the day in the 90s, it'd be like Giuliani would get in contact with the Boston mayor and like, hey, some Boston baked beans or New York pizza. Or like the loser has to do this. Those city-to-city little bets, I think that's sort of fun. I think
it
it's good.
To the fun.
Did you see...
I'm not going to hate on it.
The Cincinnati mayor? The mayor of Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
The mayor of Cincinnati.
Skyline Chili?
That would be the food, but he's talking smack. But sometimes it's funny when someone isn't used to doing comedic deliveries. Sometimes, not that it falls flat, but it's interesting when someone with no comedic abilities, just take a listen.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test to confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now, therefore, I, Aftab Pierval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as They Gotta Play Us Day in Cincinnati. Thank you.
There you go. Mayor of Cincinnati.
I thought his delivery was perfect.
Really?
It was read like a boring proclamation. Like, if you've ever seen a town council meeting, that's what it sounds like. So it slipped in.
I like when proclamations are read with some pizzazz, like, as coroner, I must concur, I thoroughly examined
her. Yeah, but that's the coroner.
No, but I like...
The mayor was like, yes,
mayor
of the Munchkin City.
Yes.
In the county of the land of Oz.
Is that what you expected?
I wanted some type of proclamation read in that manner.
That was Aftab Pierval, the mayor of Cincinnati. And to me, yeah, that was boring. I'm not going to hate on the guy. No one's claiming that he's the king of comedy.
Yeah, I like the
he's
pizzazz.
No Cedric the Entertainer, but
he needs a little pizzazz. But I like the spirit of it, so I cannot complain. I don't want to be the hater. I like the spirit of him throwing it out there.
If we're going to play it on the radio, I'll say this. I like the attempt. I like the fun-spirited sort of nudge or neg, but his delivery was horrible.
That
like
was
it's amazing to me that a guy who's a public speaker and took his life and career this far can't drop a punchline just a little better than that.
I want to hear the response from Quentin Lucas. This is the mayor of Kansas City. Has he yet responded?
I think Quentin's going to own him when he does.
His name's Quentin.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Booby
no,
trap.
What I'm saying.
He looks a lot smoother than
no, I'm saying,
the mayor of Cincinnati
just like
too.
A great name.
Oh no, yeah,
good strong name.
So I mean, to answer your question, I think it's fun. It just adds to the fun. You know, all the back and forth, all the banter. It just adds to the excitement of the weekend. And if you can't tell, we're pretty pumped about it.
Yeah. Now coming up here on Covino and Rich.
Well, Danny G said it. What's part of the fun? The food.
Ooh.
So what's the ultimate food order? This weekend, is there a number one? Is there a mandatory? You go to someone's party and they don't have blank, you're disappointed. You know, there's like a top four, top five, but what's the number
there's
one?
There's another question when you're hosting a football party or a fight night. When someone says, hey, should I bring anything? What's the answer to that? Because I feel like you really can't give them something important because if they're not there on time, like, oh, yeah, you know what? I need paper plates. If they're there an hour late, then you're like, well, I've got plates. I think you just say, bring something you want to drink that you might think I don't have. Other than that, I got everything. That might be the answer.
Yeah. Why don't you just like, hey, if you're going to the store, like buy me some Cocoa Pebbles. Why don't you throw that out there?
Yeah, I'm out of oatmeal.
I got chips and dip, but
you guys,
if you're going to the store, you want to get
me
something?
I need some Tide detergent. Could you hook me up?
Don't you just ask for something else?
You guys need anything? Yeah, Dino Nuggets and Pop-Tarts.
I mean, that's my advice of the day. You're welcome.
All right. Hey, listen, we'll get to all that. Your picks for this weekend, some more NFC and AFC championship stuff. We'll talk about what to watch this weekend other than the games. I know it sounds crazy because there is other things than football on this weekend. But
Is there really, though?
Yeah, I don't know if there is.
Why don't you say...
You're lying.
You're really lying
because it's the only thing I'm thinking about. The only thing I'm thinking about other than football is the Last of Us.
You know what I'm doing on Saturday? I'm taking my kids to go see Bluey's Big Play. For all the moms and dads out there, Bluey is like sweeping the nation. It's the biggest kid show around the world right now. And it's one of those things. Remember your parents would take you to like Disney on Ice or Ramos? When your kids were younger, do you remember what it was? Like Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yo Gabba Gabba was big, yes.
Covino, I remember you taking your kid to see that.
Yeah.
You take your kids
to
these.
Me and DJ Lance Rock were like this.
So I'm taking my kids to go see Bluey Live, Bluey's Big Play. And get this, the meet and greet. Did I mention this on the show?
No.
The meet and greet, which of course my wife's like, we got to do that so the kids can get their picture with the characters. You know, it's 75 beans a person and the parents have to pay. So a family of four is $300 to take your picture with a puppet.
They make you pay in beans?
Yeah, they make you pay.
Sounds like a ripoff to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep praising Bluey. I think he's ripping you off.
You going to get your own photo?
Well, I have my own photo. I'm hoping for more. I don't know what they're offering. For $75 a person, can I get the characters massaging me? But, hey, that's what I'm doing this weekend.
Jeez, Rich.
And, you know.
Did you say Bluey?
Bluey. Bluey is what it is.
Got it.
So, hey, we'll talk some NFL.
You like the 49ers.
Jeez. We'll get to all that coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studio. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call or click away. Website packed with information, advice, and tools to make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide.
Answer a few questions. You'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like Sumitomo's full lineup that delivers a wide range of high performance all season and off-road capabilities.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day.
In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms, game changer.
Telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports, see for yourself. TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled NutraFol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
DJ Ramos in the mix.
Got DJ Ramos on the ones and twos. We got Danny G on the phones.
Yeah!
877-99 on Fox. We got Dan Byer on the updates.
$75 a person.
The hell
to
is
meet
this?
Them. It's a Bluey theme.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
No, I thought it was like Taylor Bluey. Swift on the accordion or something.
I thought it was a Weird Al song.
I was like, what is this?
Mock Taylor Swift all you want. She has had that album Midnights at number one on the Billboard
Who's
charts since it came out, and it just surpassed, for all the parents, surpassed the Frozen soundtrack for how long it's been at number one. That was the last time an album's at number one this long. So you have to go back to Frozen.
Wow. They were animated, though.
Yeah, when your daughter was younger, Frozen. It's a long time ago.
That was huge. I mean, that was a big movie, big soundtrack. Wow. Taylor Swift sweeping the nation, I guess. Rich with all the updates and the fun facts. That's Rich Davis.
Rich is just sweeping his living room.
I'm Covino. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Give
we made it. It's Friday, finally. I just want to give props to Vito. But like Vito said, you don't take a breath. Vito came in here. He's like, yo, does Rich ever stop?
No, he doesn't stop.
I'm like, no, never, ever, never, ever. But I just wanted to say, yo, Vito does all the production here at Fox Sports Radio. And just behind the scenes, we all think that he's slaying it. Just wanted to give him props.
I said that to you in confidence.
Oh, I mean, it's a compliment, right? So
he's always dressing well.
Vito's slaying
very confident.
It.
Right.
I don't know if he's married or what his deal is, but whatever it is, he's probably doing well.
Whatever he does, he's slaying it.
He's the Kirk Cousins of FSR.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now we know, Danny G. But thanks for being part of our family. In fact, as a token of our appreciation, we're giving away some bribery balls. Next hour, Danny G, you want to do it?
We're going to do it at the end of this hour.
Oh, nice. Yes,
because we did Teaser Town yesterday.
So if you want to get a head start, you want to win yourself or somebody a Nerf football, it says Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich, just subscribe to our podcast, Apple Podcast, leave a review, say something nice, tell me how handsome I am, and yeah.
We don't want listeners lying on Apple Podcast.
No, yeah, you got to be truthful.
All right, well, either way, we'll give away some prizes later.
All right, At Covino and Rich, I saw we're getting feedback on when the media talks about your team. Do you like when everyone has your back, or do you like when everyone in the sports media world is picking against your team? Our buddy Mauser in Kentucky hit us up, and he said, yo, you got to love when they pick against you. I don't want every analyst on the bandwagon of my team. Pick the other team, and then it sort of feels better when you win. Like those days where you watch a game and pregame, everyone from Howie Long to Jimmy Johnson to everyone is like, Eagles, 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 Eagles. Then if the Niners win, you're like, ha ha. You sort of rather play the role of underdog and win than be the favorite and lose.
Well, the hype is real. We're excited about it. And we also played the Cincinnati mayor who's getting in on it, Aftab Puraval. We played him talking smack.
Who?
And we asked, was it awesome or not? By the way, did you guys think it was awesome or weak? Danny G. It was kind of weak, right?
I think stuff like that is corny. But.
I think it was a little weak. I like the attempt, just not the sentiment.
Of him trying to connect with the city he's mayor of, I admire that. It's like, hey, what's the city of Cincinnati thinking about right now? Clearly, one-dimensional. Bengals, Bengals, Bengals.
I'd respect him more if he said, we are going to lower our city's sales tax by 2% Bengals win.
Yeah. What if he did something like, you know how they'll be like, tickets for the game are this price because it's like a player's jersey number. What if he's like, if Joe Burrow wins and we win everything in town will be 9% off. There's got to be some type of tie-in.
His delivery was flat, but the hype is out there. It's exciting. And we're going to talk about the food to add to the fun this weekend. But before we do that, before we talk about Jake Paul and Tommy Fury and whatever else is going on in the news and all your weekend hobnobbing, there was a post on Facebook. We're at Covino and Rich on everything. At Covino and Rich on all social media platforms, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis, at Danny G Radio, Spot Center. Ramos, I always forget
you. J.S. Ramos 06, come on.
I always tag him.
J.S. Ramos 06, because he likes Steve Garvey.
That's correct. Course, that's what the 6 is for, yeah.
Really?
Yes. So,
you were a big Joe Torre guy. No. And, of course, Dan Beyer.
I mean, that's a perfect example of why every woman you've dated is like, you don't listen to me. Ramos said that when we first met him. And I was like, I'm going to listen.
I remember that. Of course I do.
You don't pay attention to me.
I'm the one that tags him every day in all of our social media posts.
He does tag him. Both of you do, actually, right?
I tag him, too. Like, what, is it a competition?
But I'm saying, you know, it's not like I'm disregarding him. I hug him
every day. Do you hug him every day?
You talk his ear off every day.
Bottom line is, anytime I see dashes or underscores, like, it's a tune out for me. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Couldn't he just get his name?
There's neither.
He's got a dash on his Twitter.
Oh, on his Twitter.
Yeah, I think it should be
on his Instagram. It's like
we gotta change it.
Yeah, it's like an underscore. It's an underscore, right? Yeah. It's JMR. Wow. It's more of a,
you know,
it's a
I think it
personal account.
I think it should be at The Ramos.
The Ramos.
Can I tell you a story real quick?
Are you talking about the Instagram or the...
Tell my story. But before we move on from that, and it's true.
This is
when
very
I see
true.
Dashes and underscores, I'm like, really, dude? You couldn't get your name or come up with something else? We had Sebastian Maniscalco on our show like way, way
when he was
long
up
ago.
Up and coming,
up
new
and coming.
Comedian.
We just like liked the guy. And he would come on all the time. This is before he was selling out and making $10 million a year as the number one comedian in the country.
And when you say selling out, you don't mean selling out. You mean like the guy selling out Madison Square Garden 10 days in a row.
Like 10 nights in a row. His Instagram handle at the time was like Sebastian underscore comedy. In spot. Didn't you yell at him about
it? I said
it?
To him, you know, that underscores in Instagram handles are weak and like low budget and amateur.
He was like, are you serious?
I'm like, you got to ditch the, ditch the underscore. This
and
is true.
And he changed it.
This is actually true. He changed it the second he changed it.
Yep.
Blew up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. That was fun.
So what I'm trying to say is, Ramos, if you're able to change your handle, you never know. You could be the next Sebastian.
Yeah.
I take full credit and for his popularity.
I don't mind changing the Twitter one. It's the Instagram is a personal. It's not going to be like, because I get tons of people now with you guys show and with Doug, just people that listen to the show, like all these, and I don't.
Oh,
they just sit there in the queue. In the queue.
Someone's sliding into the DMs, Ramos?
Yeah, well, thank you. Ramos is here. Again, he's DJ Ramos. We're Covino and Rich. And thanks for all the feedback. Who made that post, Rich, about things that kids are missing out on that we had?
That's a dude named Murray hit us up.
Thanks, Murray.
And
thanks, Murray.
Murray said, yo, guys, might be an interesting conversation for the Fox Sports Radio show, because you guys talk a lot about your childhood and sports. What did your generation have that kids need more of today? And don't say common sense. Actually, think about it. What did your generation do and have when you were kids that you think kids today are missing out on, need a little bit more of? What's the big
common
disconnect?
Common sense isn't the number one answer that comes to my mind. It's playing outside. That's the number one answer on the board, I think.
Yeah, but you say that, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say I disagree with you. And I'm sure in a lot of parts of the country, kids certainly do play outside more.
Nah.
It's just the dynamic. Well, you lived in L.A.
Kids
and you live in
wiffle
Jersey.
Ball. Yeah, you think I didn't play outside in New Jersey?
No. But what I'm
kids
saying
don't
is
play out the way they used to. Ask my dad. He'll tell you how many kids came trick or treating this year as compared to when we were kids.
But if you think Southern California is a reflection of the rest of the country, that's nonsense.
You don't think that would be a common sentiment nationwide?
Perhaps, but maybe, you know, I just think that we are overprotective because we're all scared of creepers, rightfully so. But I think because of neighborhood apps and everyone thinking and assuming everyone's some weird creepo, that you don't let your kids do anything. Like, I think about every time we tell old school stories, Danny G, it's like, yeah, when we played wiffle ball or, oh, went to go home run derby or rode our bikes, we were like 10 years old. Do you think people are letting their 10-year-old just go?
Yeah, safety guidelines have changed a lot of things, because when we were kids, we got to ride in the back of pickup trucks on the freeway. And when we played outside, Covino, we took shovels outside and did dirt ramps for our BMX bikes.
Wow.
I show my daughter like scenes from E.T. or like Stranger Things. I'm like, yep, that's how we rode our bikes around. I mean, I really didn't do that. I wasn't flying through the sky. But I really I try to paint the picture of like, this is what your generation is missing out on.
We were
that
like bike gangs.
Yeah. Just walking around. But again,
Dad, where was your helmet? Like, get out of here, helmet. who wore a helmet?
I still believe that wiffle ball was my ultimate passion that I feel that kids miss out on in today's world. They just don't have the patience for it.
I mean, wiffle ball, tackle football, pickup basketball, kids are still very into sports. But I think the idea of, and I don't want to sound like the old guy when I say this, but the idea of, let's say it's a Saturday afternoon, you'd have your little, you know, Captain Crunch bowl of cereal, and then you'd be like, bye, Mom. And you might have been like 12. You were gone 8 hours. You were gone the whole day at the park, home run derby, riding your bike, going to get candy at the store, and you just made sure you're home for dinner, and that just seems wildly impossible in 2023.
You
imagine
know what I feel?
Imagine a 10 or 12-year-old kid being like, bye, Mom, and riding
one.
Their bike away? No
I got
way.
I got so many examples of this, but again, it's Fox Sports Radio, so I got one that I don't think anyone's going to say. Dude, something I loved, and I wish I had right now, in fact. You know what? After the show, I'm going to go out and buy one. In fact, I'm going to buy one right now.
Snoopy snow cone machine?
No, no. Those Nerf basketball things that you put over the door.
Yeah.
Dude, how tough were those? There's one kid. By the way, there's one kid who's viral on social media that does these ridiculous
dunks.
Like, out of control, next level NBA style. Like, he'd win a dunking competition if he had the ups.
He'd beat Vince Carter in his prime.
No, seriously. He kisses the rim. He does everything. And it's a little white kid. He's nasty. But there's only one kid that I know that plays that still, and it's him. If I could go out and find one, I can't tell you how many hours and how much time I killed playing with that as a kid.
Are they hard to find now, do you think?
I don't even know. I haven't seen them.
No, they're still around. They're still around. Yeah, I bought one last year, and it's in the garage.
Nice.
We also, me and my older brother, spent hours playing with ours. And we were doing, anytime there would be a dunk competition for NBA All-Star Weekend, right afterwards, we would mimic all the dunks we saw.
Now, keep in mind, look, I don't have a little boy. I'm not saying little girls can't play with this, right? I just have a daughter that doesn't really care that much about sports. If kids use those, by all means, let me know, because if they're not, I do feel bad about that, because I had so much fun with
that. Our friend Nicole, her son, Keegan,
has one of those.
All he does play with it all day.
That Nerf
on the door,
one?
On the door, yeah.
On the door?
That's all he does.
Oh, nice. I'm happy to hear.
It's out there, but if you guys could think of any.
But on the same level, you think? I think with the distractions kids have today, there's no way they're playing as much of that as we did. That's how I feel about it. I don't know. Right. Could be wrong.
Dan Byer, we'll take your phone calls next at 877-999-FOX. Dan, anything come to mind for you, things that we did that, you know, you feel like maybe the kids are missing out on now?
We need more of half-hour pregame shows, because it's something you guys were talking about earlier of your team being in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the pregame shows weren't 2 hours on any network.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually talked about your team, it was a big deal because they were only 30 minutes long.
Yeah. Now it's like you wake up and you're like, 7 a.m., there's a show on?
Yes. They talk about the Texans every week. You know, like, it's amazing. Like, they're the worst team in the league.
Dan, it's our industry, but it's like over and over, and it's the same thing over and over again.
Yes, there was something, you know, like, when as a Seahawks fan, when the Seahawks would play on Monday Night Football, it was a big deal. Or if they would play a playoff game, you knew that half-hour show was just going to be either about the Seahawks or the opponent.
Right?
Yeah, and it was so great to so I guess it would be more of shorter pregame shows.
And you know what, Dan, if you lived on the East Coast like we did, your parents, because Monday Night Football when we were kids started at 9 p.m. My dad, I was allowed to stay up for the whole game on a school night if it was the Niners.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the big deal.
Yeah, we had an hour earlier in Central at 8 o'clock, but same thing with the Seahawks. The Chiefs and Bengals are going to be playing the late game on Sunday to be their next head coach. I feel it's all Rich Davis in this update. It's Niners,
yeah.
Nets news.
Uh-oh.
Nets gave Jeff McNeil a 4-year extension.
Any ALF updates?
Well, you know what, Dan, I was going to bring this up later. ALF. I love ALF. Willie, the Achmonics. I love ALF. Dan, am I crazy to think that this is, I know it's not a free agency situation, it's an extension, but they got Jeff McNeil on the cheap. This is like a 300 batter every year.
This is, he had 2 years left of arbitration, and then they bought out 2 years of his free agency.
Yeah.
And for a guy who was a little bit older in the tooth, that helped, you know, worked for him. Mm-hmm. 4 years, $50 million, fifth-year option on the deal. Braves gave Brian Snitker an extension through 2025.
Well-deserved.
Mavs guard Luka Doncic considered day-to-day with a sprained ankle. And in golf, things getting a little tighter atop the leaderboard at the Farmers Insurance Open. Sam Ryder leads at 12 under par. John Rahm is just 3 shots back at minus 9. Remember, this is the third round that's going on right now. It used to end on, as most golf tournaments do, on Sunday, but they didn't want to conflict with the championship games.
Yep.
So the Farmers goes from Wednesday to Saturday. So third round play going on now. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Dan. Now coming up, we are going to give away bribery balls, talk some more NFL championship games. One last thing about, we'll take more phone calls on the whole things the kids are missing out on
now. They're missing out on their star players playing when they go to the NBA games.
Chris hit us up at Covino and Rich, and he said, local sports for kids are gone now. Like, everything's a travel league that costs money and time and effort. I'm sure Ramos could speak to that later, that it's a lot of travel, a lot of just the simple little local little league is just not the way it was. So, all right. Well,
we get
they're
missing out on, like, old guy little league coaches that we had.
True.
Like Mr. Buttermaker.
All right. Well, listen, let's talk about MGM. We'll get to that next. The legendary studio that defined movie magic for generations with iconic franchises like Rocky and James Bond. Now the legacy. The legacy continues with MGM Plus, the newest TV and streaming destination for exclusive acclaimed original series in your favorite Hollywood movies.
catch a new season of gangster drama Godfather of Harlem with Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker. Get lost in the addictive psychological thriller From.
Join the fight for humanity in War of the Worlds and go on an epic journey west with Billy the Kid. Don't miss powerful docuseries like Laurel Canyon and My Life as a Rolling Stone.
Plus, watch hit Hollywood movies, explore new worlds, cheer for the champion, and fall in love. MGM Plus, the ultimate escape on TV and streaming.
Start your 7-day free trial now. MGM Plus, this is entertainment.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Oh, yeah. Lit beans, baby. Lit beans. All chalked up. I'm all chalked up for the weekend, man.
Yo, what's
getting
up?
Getting so lit right now. DJ Ramos with Lit.
When I was young.
It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, CNR on FSR. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Want to feel old?
Probably not, right? No.
Pretty sure this song is 25 years old. 1998, Ramos? I feel like this is 98.
I don't know. It sounds like a song that could have came out last month. That's how I look at music.
You know what?
Like, if a song is, like, hot and it's, like, pumping, like, I don't care what year it came out, to be honest with you.
In the future on the podcast, we're playing Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
Great song.
It is a classic for sure. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Again, at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. We'll be giving away some bribery balls throughout the show.
In just a few minutes, in fact. Yeah. I was wrong. 1999.
Close.
99.
Close enough, Rich.
Lit beans, bro. Lit beans.
Yeah, you know, it's Ramos brings up a good point. I don't want to get off our deep thought of things that we had that kids are missing out on.
Oh, but I know the number one answer.
But Ramos said, when there's some songs that I wonder if people, if you played it for a random person, would they know, yeah, is this a current song or an older song? I feel that way about Green Day. I wonder if you played some younger kid that doesn't really know Green Day. If you played like Brain Stew from the Dookie album next to American Idiot.
Brain Stew is Nimrod, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, I picked the wrong one. any other
If you played something from American Idiot,
that's what I'm saying. If you
would they know that was like later Green Day? No, because it all sounds like Green Day to them.
If you played When I Come Around next to like 21 Guns, would they be like, yeah, those songs are 15 years apart, or does it all sound the same to someone?
It just sounds
great
like
question.
Does a Maroon 5 Girls Like You does that sound like Harder to Breathe from 20 years ago? Like, I don't know, because we know the answer. If you don't know the answer, you might say, oh, same year. You could say maybe the same about Madonna, if you're. But there are certain people that are more deliberate in the chapters of their music career.
Yeah, they evolved, right?
But some, like Green Day, I don't know why that comes to mind. Like a new Blink 182 song, because they're doing new stuff. Is that going to sound way different than any late 90s Blink song?
It just depends how much that band evolved.
Like, is What's My Age Again going to sound the same? Who knows? All right, let's give away some bribery balls.
Not all balls are equal.
Balls to the walls with Covino and Rich.
You bake the balls.
I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
You gotta feel them. You gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. It's Friday, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Bribery time to help our podcast numbers continue to grow. All you got to do is go to your Apple Podcast page on your device, type in Covino and Rich Show.
Yes.
And you will see where you can click on write a review. Leave 5 stars if you think we're worthy. And we got a couple winners today for these Nerf footballs. They look nice.
Let's do it.
Covino and Rich on one side, the Fox Sports Radio logo on the other side. All right, here's the first winner for today. C&R Have a Fan in Me is the title. Username Kodiak Zach, 5 stars. I'm a relatively new listener, but I have not missed many shows since you guys went daily.
Nice. Wow,
thanks for getting me through work with the fun, different content. Much love with the punch emoji.
Thank you, Kodiak Zach.
Kodiak Zach, the man right there.
All right, one more here from Jens1LA, LFGCNR, 5 stars. CNR are the best radio sports talk show that I've listened to in my 34 years on this earth.
On earth?
Come on
now.
Oh, my
God.
I hope he's not overstating that. They have a unique style that is not boring and is not like a lot of other sports shows. They are unique. If you like them on Fox Sports, you got to check them out on their Patreon.
That's true.
Look at that.
He does make a point.
Well, hey, Covino and Rich, leave the review, win a football.
Yes, and by the way, if you heard your username right now, just get a hold of me, and I'll mail those out to you, crprizes@gmail.com.
crprizes@gmail.com.
Now,
again,
Covino,
if you want to qualify next week, just leave a review. Say something nice. Subscribe. Thank you.
You said you have the ultimate answer to wrap up the last conversation, which was the things that kids today might be lacking that we had when we were younger.
Do you want it now, or do you want to wait?
That's what she said. I'll give you mine, and then you reveal yours.
Okay.
Mine was the bike riding culture. GT Performers, Mongooses.
Diamondbacks.
Like, you know, getting on someone's pegs and riding down the block and, like, thinking you're a badass riding a bike. I don't know if kids do that the same way.
They just don't.
So, all right, more next. Covino and Rich, you got it on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, 2 words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.